What's up, guys? Today I'm talking about a concept I created called the marketing glove. And several years ago, I was getting calls every day from gym owners that were in a panic. And it was around right when I started doing gym consulting. And it was around 2016. And what was happening in 2015, 2014, 2015 was you could put a picture of a piece of dog crap on Facebook and you would get like $1 leads and they'd be qualified and people would come to your gym and they would sign up for a membership. And that's what everyone did, right? Everyone just kind of followed suit and that was all they needed to do. It's like this almost too good to be true situation of how well it actually worked. And then something happened and Facebook change their algorithm, and all of a sudden it's like what people were getting for $1, you know, turned into $100, and people, and I don't know that's the exact math, but it was bad, right? And everyone, and then it wasn't working as well, and everyone started calling me in a panic, and they're like, dude, what do I do? We're not getting leads anymore, it's drying up, and I don't know what to do. And I had really, at that point, not even done much Facebook advertising. I had grown my business very organically through referrals and joint ventures and community events and email marketing, and I was doing Facebook, but I hadn't really relied on it. So when this whole thing happened, I was like, you know, cool as a cucumber, because I was like, all right, well, this one of them's not working as well. We'll just, you know, leverage the other things. And then I started hearing a guy named Jay Abraham talk about a business concept called the Power Parthenon, and basically says, look at your business like columns, and like if you just have one column, you know, holding up your business, it's not going to be very strong. But if you have a lot of columns holding up your business, then it'll be very strong and stable, and, you know, would be not risk-proof, but much stronger against risks and recessions and things like that. And then I heard the great Dan Kennedy say that the worst number in business is one. And I think he was not talking about just marketing, but he was talking about, you know, only having one trainer and only having, you know, one salesperson or whatever, right? And so I started to, you know, create this concept called the marketing glove. And essentially what this concept is it's a symbol, right? A lot of people take it literally because a glove is five fingers, right? And my marketing glove is saying that you need five ways to generate leads, right? There's five things working in your business that are generating leads. Now, a lot of people take that very literally and say, if I don't have five things, then I'm going out of business. And in reality, it's not that. And I'll explain more about that in a second. But the marketing glove kind of serves as this symbol for you and your marketing to understand and know that your marketing is strong and not weak. And really understanding that if you have one thing and only one thing and it is working, that even if it is working, your marketing is weak. Because you're one move away, you're one algorithm change, you're one banned account away from it all of a sudden disappearing overnight. And so you need this marketing glove. And we have a concept in Mastermind we always talk about. It's called wear your marketing glove, wear your marketing glove. It's like common language. And it's funny because I've talked about it so much over the years that I kind of take it for granted. I recently taught a two-day workshop in Providence, Rhode Island. And I had never really seen many of these gym owners before. I hadn't worked with many of these gym owners. And so I taught the concept of the marketing glove, and they're like, eyes are like glazing over. And I'm like, oh my God, like they don't know this. And sometimes like I have to remind myself that, hey, what we're doing in Mastermind and the common language that we talk about and what is like so normal is not normal to everyone outside in the industry. So it kind of fueled me to record this podcast and go deep into the marketing glove for you. So again, the marketing glove is a symbolic symbol, if that is a thing, that tells you that your marketing has multiple things happening, multiple things going on that is making your marketing, the marketing side of your business stronger. And you need it because what we're trying to do is we're trying to mitigate risk, right? We're trying to understand and we're trying to make sure that our business does not all of a sudden just stop working when one thing stops working. So that is the whole concept of this marketing glove, and that is why you need that. Now, I want to switch gears because I think hopefully you kind of understand what this is. But I want to script gears to a very important concept about the marketing of your business. And this was another thing that I talked about at the workshop that I was almost like, yeah, we do this thing called biggest takeaways, right? And people are like, you know, my biggest takeaway was that I need to be the owner of the marketing of the business. And that is my advice to you. If you own your business, you need to own the marketing. I'll say that again. If you own your business, you need to own the marketing. And you cannot trust anyone else to do it. You cannot trust an ad agency. And here's the thing. I own a marketing agency, right? I own a marketing agency. I'm going on a limb on saying this. You cannot rely on a marketing agency to be your marketing department, to own your marketing department. And what owning it means is owning the result. It's not doing everything with the marketing. It's not every post on social. It's not every email you send, right? But it's owning the result. And so if you're listening to this and you've kind of been saying this secretly to yourself, I hate the marketing side. And I just want someone else to come in and get all the leads I want so I can run my business. And here's how I know that you're saying that, because I said the same thing. I said the same thing. And the reason why I said that and I wanted someone else to do it, because it was hard. Right? It was challenging because I had to learn things that I needed to learn to be able to do it. And I didn't know what I didn't know, right? I didn't know what I needed to do to make it successful because I never was taught. But what we got to understand is marketing is a skill. Marketing is a skill that, hey, anyone can learn how to do. You're not born a marketer. Marketing is, you know, it's honestly kind of somewhat mechanical. Yes, there's some creative things, but I can even go on forever about creativity and how creativity is mechanical in and of itself. That you don't need to be like in a room with whiteboards and styrofoam cups and like doing all this like crazy innovation stuff. No, like it's a mechanical process. It's when you really think about it. Some of my best ideas, some of my most creative ideas came from just hearing another idea and making that my own. And that was my innovation and that was my creativity, right? But what you got to do is you got to understand that this is like the most important piece of the business. Now, the product is really, really important. I'll never underestimate the importance of a really good product. But the reality is, if you made your gym free, and heck, if you didn't even make your gym free, let's say every one of your clients that's paying you $400 a month right now, you said, hey, guess what, guys? It's your lucky day. Instead of you paying me $400 to come to the gym, I'm going to pay you $400 to come to the gym. And you paid them $400 a month to come to the gym. Your attrition rate would still be 1%. You would still lose 1% of your clients. So it's like, it's a guarantee that we're going to lose people, but it's not a guarantee that we're going to get new ones. It's a guarantee that you're going to lose people, but it's not a guarantee that you're going to get new ones. It doesn't just happen. There's things that you're going to need to do to actually make it happen. And being that that's such an important part of the business, it's worth it to learn. It's worth it to figure it out. But it's also worth it because, well, I own four companies, right? So I don't just own a gym. I own four companies. I own a marketing agency, I own a consulting business, and I own a sports performance company. And I need the skills of marketing in every one of those companies. And so by you learning and understanding marketing and being able to say that you can own the result of the marketing of your business, that is a skill that's going to take you really far in your life. And so if there's like one skill that you should think about learning, it's that. It's marketing. And one of the things that is cool about marketing is the building blocks are very similar in any business, right? It's not like, oh, there's this kind of marketing in this business and there's that kind of marketing in this business. No, it's like it comes down to this. Identify who the perfect client is to buy what you're selling. Create a message or things to say to that person that enters the conversation going on in their mind and gets them excited about taking the next step. And then understand where to put that message, right? So understand where those people hang out. Do they read the newspaper? Are they on Facebook, right? Are they in magazines? Like, are they in trade shows? Whatever they are. That is it, right? That is a marketing strategy. It's who's the person, what's the message, what's the media we're using? Straight out of Kennedy 101. But that I can't make it any simpler than that. It's simple. It's not easy. But for you to own the marketing of your business, you got to understand that. You got to understand those three things. And you got to go deep on it. You can't just be like, yeah, we train adults over 40. Like, no. Like, you got to know everything about that person over 40 that you want in your gym if you really want to understand marketing. Now, I have a secret for you. I own a marketing agency. We run Facebook ads for a living. Personally, I have never even logged into Facebook Ad Manager. If you asked me to try to find it, I wouldn't even be able to find it. It's confusing as hell to me. Right? I've always owned the marketing of my companies. But I've never had to go deep into the tech and go deep into some of those things because I've always been able to delegate that stuff out. But just because I delegated doesn't mean I don't understand what's going on. Doesn't mean I don't understand what a good ad is and what a good ad is not. Is that ad going to attract the person that I want? Is that ad all about features of my business and not about the pain points of my target, right? So you just have to understand what good marketing is and what good marketing is not. And that is how you start to own the marketing. You don't own the marketing by doing everything. You own the marketing by understanding what good marketing is and what it is not. And every one of you listening to that can do this. Can you learn this? It's what I teach in the New Client Surge program, right? That's like what it is. The surge is essentially the program I created because I realized that gym owners got to own the marketing for their business. And the surge is like an MBA for marketing for gym owners. That's like what it is. And the whole point of it is not to get you to just do more marketing. The whole point of it is that you understand it. And when you can understand it, you will have exponential power to create massive, really good results with your marketing. So that's the first piece, is really owning it and understanding that this glove and these fingers on the glove, that is a piece of the marketing. But really what is most important is that you get it, that you just get it and you understand it. After that, there's who helps you with the marketing. Now, maybe in the beginning, you do have to do everything yourself, right? Maybe in the beginning, it's just you or one part-time trainer, and you don't have the money to invest in anyone to help you. And maybe you do need to do it yourself, and that's not the worst thing in the world, but someone's got to do it. But there's a few different people that you could start to bring into your life to help you. Okay. One of those people is a marketing assistant, and the marketing assistant helps you implement the marketing glove. And what this kind of means is that this marketing assistant typically isn't like a salaried $100,000 a year marketing manager type person, right? This person is typically, you know, maybe they're good on social media, they're good at taking pictures, they're good at editing copy, can get out there in the community if they need to get out there. But what they do is they assist you. They help you implement the strategy, right? So it's up to you to understand that, all right, who's the market? What's the message? What are the media we're going to use? And then the marketing assistant helps you do it all. I'll give you an example. So I send an email every day to my list. If you're listening to this, you likely get it. But I never, ever edit my own emails. I never, ever send my own emails. I write my email in a Word doc, and then, or a Google doc, actually. And then I send it right to Matt, who's our marketing assistant for FBU. And then he gets it out, and he does the rest. And he adds the links if I want to add a link. I don't even put the links in. He does that. And that saves me a ton of time. There's many other instances where, you know, that is the case. And what you need to start doing is finding out what is the highest and best value that you bring to your marketing and spend time doing that. Your highest and best value is most likely not posting on Instagram. Your highest and best value in marketing is probably getting out there in your community and speaking, or writing an email, or thinking about the next marketing idea. That's the stuff. And all of that can be learned. And, you know, maybe you're going to have to go through a period of frustration to learn it. Maybe you're going to have to try and do marketing, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, this didn't work. Oh, this didn't work. And the answer to that is good, because you found out what didn't work. Right? And that's essentially what it is. It's all a test. All marketing is a test. You're testing headlines. You're testing subject lines. You're testing specific offers. You're just testing everything. That's all you're doing. That's what marketing is. So that's the first thing. You can get a marketing assistant to help you. Sometimes it's full-time. Sometimes it's part-time. It really depends on where you're at. The next person or people that help you is a digital marketing agency. And as I said, full disclosure, I own an agency. I've always used some type of an agency. I started my own agency because all the ones I worked with were terrible. But at the end of the day, the people that run agencies, that build websites, that run Facebook, because that's what they're doing all day long. Right? Some of you are training clients all day long, and then 1 hour you're training a client, the next hour you're trying to edit a website. What a dumb waste of time. Like, there's some things that you got to pay for. And I believe that this is one of them. I believe that you should invest the money to have someone. And here's the thing. What are you doing? You're investing in peace of mind. You're investing in peace of mind that your business is going to generate leads while you sleep. And that is one of the fingers on the glove, right? Which I'll talk about in a second here. But don't build your own website. Like, that's crazy. Like, because someone that with some experience that understands load speed on a website, that understands, you know, what type of offers are going to convert best, it's doing this, it's got their, our people, our nerds at the agency in San Antonio, their face is in this stuff all day long. That's all they do. But you're going from training session or consultation into editing a website or building a website, and it's just not a great use of your time, because it's a skill set that is so technical. I'd rather see you learning overall strategy for marketing and then farming out the things that take a lot of technical skills to do. So that's the second thing. You could have your trainers help you with marketing, right? If you want to do, you know, post on social. Now, maybe some of you are like, oh, my trainers, they only train, and that's fine too. But there probably are some of your trainers that maybe can record videos, that maybe can produce content, that maybe can assist you with marketing. So those are people that can help you. The point is that you're owning it, but then you're getting other people to help you implement, okay? But depending on where you are. And the last one is a joint venture specialist. This is someone that doesn't really need marketing skills, but that they can go out into your community and create relationships with other local businesses. They can be the person at the table that boots that does the 5K booth. There's all kinds of things that can be done in your community for marketing, and you could have someone just in charge of that part of it, right? And so I've kind of beat this up a little bit, but the marketing glove, again, to reiterate, is this series of five things that you've got to market your business. Here's my top five for my marketing glove. I love Facebook ads. Now, I'm not just saying that because I own an agency, but I love the leads while you sleep mentality. I know that some of the joint venture stuff and some of the community stuff, hey, if you don't show up to that community event, you're not getting any leads. But with a Facebook ad, it's just running all the time. And no, the conversion rate is not as good. You're going to convert 20% if you're lucky on Facebook. You're going to convert 70% of your referrals. But you're not nearly going to get as many leads from referrals as you are from Facebook. So you got to understand, it's one way to market your business. It's not the only way. But it's a good way. The second one is a website. You got to have a good website. People go to Google. When someone searches gym near me, they go to Google to do it. And if you're near them, hopefully your website comes up. If it doesn't, and you're on the seventh page of Google, good luck getting any clients from search. You're just not going to do it. So you got to have a good website that Google likes to put you on that first page. And when they get there, they got to be able to know what to do. Now, that's a whole separate. I'm not going to get into that today. That's a whole separate podcast that I could record. But you got to have a good website. So those are the first two, and those are kind of your digital ones. The next one is joint ventures and community events. This is where you're creating relationships with other local businesses. You're getting a booth at the 5K. You're putting on a workshop or seminar. These are things that are happening in your community. Now, these take a little bit more work. But I'll be honest with you, they're very, very impactful if they're done well. The fourth one is email marketing. The Facebook ads, the website, the joint ventures community event, they all build your email list. And your email list is filled with people that used to pay you money, people that reached out about your gym but never converted, people that showed up to a seminar or a workshop. So your email list is filled with all these people that are potential clients. And how often do you want to talk to those people? Well, you should talk to them as much as you can. I like a sweet spot of 3 times a week that you're going to email your list. Again, we go over in 6 Week Surge, one of our modules is email marketing, but it's not a matter of just telling them about, hey, come train at my gym. It's about education. It's about entertainment. It's about inspiration. That's what you're doing with your email list. And you want people to look forward to the emails that they get from you. And the last finger on the glove is a referral machine. And this is intentional tactics that your business does that helps you generate leads. Intentional tactics that helps you generate not just leads, but referrals. And these are going to be very, very powerful. There's not going to be a ton of them, right? You're not going to have like all of a sudden 100 referrals at once. Although there's a couple things that we teach in Surge. One of them is the holiday card system that do get I don't think we've ever got 100, but I think one guy ended up getting like close to 50 referrals like within a 2-month span, which is pretty good. But there's intentional things that you're doing. It's not like just waiting around to get referrals. There's intentional things that your business is building into its systems that generate referrals. Like, so an example could be you do a bring a friend week every quarter. An example could be that, and this is something we do, we send an email every Friday to our current members with a PS in there about sending giving us a referral. You could have mini contests. We do this thing called the Marble Madness every year that generates referrals, right? So there's lots of different things, but the key is that you're doing intentional things. There's specific things that you're actually doing to generate referrals. So that is the marketing glove that I prefer Right now, I'm not saying that's the only. There's a lot of other things out there that you can do for marketing. That's what I prefer for my business and a lot of what the SPF Mastermind members do. But what this marketing glove concept teaches is it teaches strength and stability for your marketing, which is going to create strength and stability for your business. So you need multiple. And hey, you know, don't get crazy on this. If you're listening to this, you're like, oh, I gotta get five. Like, no, if you're at one, go to two. If you're at two, go to three. If you're at three, go to four. Right? Just add one. Right? But add one. But you're gonna be more stable. And then what you really gotta do is you gotta evaluate it. You gotta find what's working. Which one's working the best? You know, and maybe that the volume is higher on your Facebook ads. But hey, if you get three referrals a month and two of them become clients, that could be just as good as getting 50 leads on Facebook, right? So don't look at just the overall, you know, number of leads that you get. Look at the overall number of clients that convert from those leads. But hopefully this makes sense. I know it was a big wake up for the people in the workshop at Providence. But the main point, obviously the glove is a tool and it's a symbolic thing, but the main thing I want to go back to is this whole owning of the marketing, right? And I think I probably, you know, pulled on a string there for you. And while you're listening to this, you're like, oh man, I really have said that. I just want someone else to do the marketing for me. And I haven't put and invested the time in to be able to learn it. But my advice is you got to learn it. You became a gym owner, but you really didn't become a gym owner. You became a business owner. And in order to, you know, enjoy the fruit of being a business owner, which is freedom, there's certain skills that are more impactful than others to have freedom. And typically those are the skills that give you the most leverage. Right? So you can spend an hour creating an email for marketing or 30 minutes creating an email for marketing, and all of a sudden you get five new clients from that one thing. That's leverage. That's leverage. So I want you to think about this and think about your knowledge base in marketing. And is it where it needs to be? And if it's not, then you probably need to start learning. And I said this before, but that's what Surges, 6 Week New Client Surges, all about teaching gym owners to learn and understand marketing so they can be the owner of it, and then they can find the right people around them to help them implement. Doesn't mean you have to do everything, but you got to understand it. And I believe that you understanding this will take you even beyond your success as a gym owner. I think it will just make you a successful business owner or make you a more successful entrepreneur because you understand this. So if you'd like, I think we're starting a new module of the Surge or a new program coming up in June. If you'd like to get more info on the Surge, go to 6 Week Client Surge. It's the number 6weekclientsurge.com. And you can go check it out. There's a page on there that gives you all the information about it right now. And you can join us in June. So hopefully this was helpful, but it gets you to understand that you need multiple ways to market your business and you have to own the marketing. But you can definitely have other people help you along the way. So hopefully you got some insight here, and I will see you next week. Peace. What's up, guys? Thanks so much for listening. Do me a favor and go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. This way you'll get notified when we get new episodes come out. And if you really, really loved it, I'd truly appreciate it if you left us a 5-star rating. So thanks so much. If you're looking for more free stuff from me, head over to vincesfreebook.com. You'll get a free copy of my marketing book. And just head over to vincesfreebook.com and I'll send you a copy. Thanks.